Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Since the days of Job, times have obviously changed. Traditions have changed. Travel has changed. Technology certainly has changed. But the human condition? Not so much. There are still the haves and the have-nots, still those who love things and use people rather than loving people and using things. The dominant philosophy of life seems to be, do what you have to do to get ahead, or to get by, or to get away with it. The details of the crimes have changed, but at the heart they are the same. Job emphasizes more the grief caused by these sins rather than the guilt of them. Some would encroach on a neighbor's land by moving the boundary marker, Job 24, verse 2, something strictly forbidden, especially because it is, quote, the land that the Lord your God is giving you to possess, Deuteronomy 19, verse 14. It may seem unimportant to us, but it was directly stealing from God. And when we read of the rich stealing lambs from the poor, we can't help but think about the story that Nathan told David, 2 Samuel 12, verses 1 to 10. Quote, they seize flocks violently and feed on them, Job 24, verse 2. Job focuses on the ill treatment of, quote, the fatherless, the widow, the needy, the poor, verses 3 and 4. Who but the heartless would think of taking, quote, the widow's ox as a pledge, so she has nothing to work with, or taking someone's clothing, so they had, quote, no covering in the cold, verses 3 and 7. No wonder these cruelties had to be forbidden by the law. Job pictures the, quote, murderer, the thief, and the adulterer, verses 14 and 15, and describes violence both in the countryside and the city, the evil work under cover of darkness, and even used disguises, verses 15 to 17. But the most frightening fact, according to Job, here it is, quote, yet God does not charge them with wrong, verse 12. Why is that?
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.